Chapter 1. Oliver asks for more. We name the new babies here in order from A to Z, he explained when people asked. I named the last one Swubble. This one is Twist.
Among other buildings in a town in England, there was a house for poor people who had no money and nowhere to live. This was called the workhouse. Oliver Twist was born in the workhouse. His mother, a young woman, lay ill in bed. A doctor and an old woman stood by her side. She lifted her head from the pillow. "Let me see the child and die," she said.
"Oh, you mustn't talk about dying yet," said the doctor.
"No, dear," said the old woman. "You are too young to die."
The young woman shook her head and held out her hand towards the child. The doctor put the child in her arms. She pressed her cold white lips to its face and then fell back. "She is dead," said the doctor.
"Yes, poor dear," said the old woman
as she took the child away from its dead mother.
"Poor dear."
"She was a good-looking girl," said the doctor
as he put on his hat and gloves.
"Where did she come from?"
"She was brought here last night," said the old woman. "She was lying in the street. She had walked a long way and her shoes had holes in them. Nobody knows where she came from or where she was going to."
The doctor raised the dead woman's left hand.
"The usual story," he said. "I see that she has no ring on her finger. She wasn't married. Good night."
He went home to his dinner. The old woman sat down on a chair in front of the fire and began to dress the baby. She dressed him in the very old clothes used for babies who were born in the workhouse. The child was an orphan, born into a world which had no love or pity for him. No one was able to discover who the baby's father was or what his mother's name was. Mr. Bumble, an important officer in the town, invented a name for the baby. He chose the name Oliver Twist.
"We name the new babies here in order from A to Z," he explained when people asked. "I named the last one Swubble. This one is Twist. The next one will be Unwin."